one thing I do know, son, and that is you are here for a reason.
Who are you?
My name is Kal-El. You are the only survivor of the planet Krypton.
This country is safe against Superman, thanks to you.
You diseased maniac. Do you really think you could hide it from me by encasing it in lead?
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Up, up, and away!
General, would you care to step outside?
Kneel before sun!
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Statistically speaking, of course, it's still the safest way to travel.
This looks like a job for Superman.
I'm here to fight for truth and justice in the American way.
What's up, everyone? It's Joe from Vintage Geeks. Just me. I'm doing an impromptu Superman Legacy mini podcast, just me, while I'm driving. So I figured, with the news breaking yesterday that we finally have our Superman / Clark and Lois Lane for the new DCU, James Gunn written, directed movie, Superman Legacy. And I think these were the two front runners for the most part. So David Cornsweet, I think I'm pronouncing that right, who honestly, and he's known for a few years, he looks like a younger Henry Cavill. So there's no doubt about it. I think he's 29 and Cavill is 39. But they very same look, square jaw, all that. Fine, that's great. I think the important thing is that he's a relative unknown, which is what I think you need for Superman, because, you know, they've done that before, obviously, going back to Superman the movie with Christopher Reeve. And so back then, if you read or look at some of the stories from back then, they were looking at Robert Redford and Paul Newman, Sylvester Stallone for Superman, if you can believe that. How crazy would it be for Stallone to be Superman? I mean, I guess no stranger than having Nick Cage, which we just saw in the Flash movie, spoilers. And the other reason I think they made this announcement was to take the bad news of how awful the Flash movie is doing, especially having a second weekend drop of epic proportions, like 72%, is they needed to change the narrative. So what else do you do but announce that you've cast your two biggest characters in your new universe? So, but anyway, David Cornsweet, relative unknown. I guess he's been in a couple of things. I have not seen him that I can recall. So I guess we're dealing with a blank slate, which is good. And I already have seen people posting online, oh my gosh, he's so thin. That doesn't look like Superman. Well, neither did Christopher Reeve and neither did Henry Cavill. And I did post on our Vintage Geeks website, our Facebook page, the image of Henry Cavill screen test in the Christopher Reeve suit, and he was thin as a rail. So they all get the, that guy Magnus, who trains like Chris Hemsworth, I'm sure they'll bulk him up pretty good. So, but yeah, I think it's a nice, safe casting. And again, having an unknown, you have a blank slate to deal with, and you don't come in with any other, you know, preconceived notions. It probably could get him cheaper too, sign him to a 3 or 4 or 5 picture deal and go from there. Now for Lois, I believe it was the two front runners were Rachel Brosnahan, which ended up getting the role, and Emma Mackey. So Emma Mackey is kind of a Margot Robbie look-alike. She's gorgeous. I've seen her in the Sex Education series on Netflix. So I could see her as Lois Lane too. Rachel Brosnahan, now she was on House of Cards. I don't remember her from that, but I do watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And for people that are saying, I just don't see her as Lois Lane, I see it. I see her as a classic, strong Lois Lane, somebody who's a little bit older than Superman or Clark Kent, who is successful, Pulitzer Prize winning, you know, strong female character. And I think they hit it right. I think she'll do a phenomenal job as Lois Lane. Again, it all depends on the story. That's what everything hinges on. I'm kind of nervous. I know James Gunn is directing it. He wrote it. He's got no one to blame but himself if it does not work out. And you've already got, you know, the Snyder Bros out there who are just up in arms about David Cornsweet is basically Henry Cavill, so why not just keep Henry Cavill? Okay. I need to break it to these people. I love you, but it's over, okay? Snyderverse, DCEU is over. Stop it. It's not coming back. You got your Zack Snyder's Justice League. Be happy about that. You got your Flash movie with Affleck in there and Gal Gadot. Fine. You're going to get your Aquaman. Fine. Just let it go. I don't understand these people who bemoan any new Superman, be it the Superman and Lois TV show, which is a phenomenal modern day interpretation of Superman and his family. If you're not watching that, you're missing out. But there are these Snyder people who don't watch that, say Tyler Hoechlin's an awful Superman. Tyler Hoechlin is about as close to a Christopher Reeve Superman as we've ever seen. So they don't know what they're talking about. They just have, it seems like, this cult-like mentality that they're, again, trying to keep this DCEU alive, and it's not, it's done, okay? It's, the time has passed. They tried it. You know, I think it worked to some capacity, but box office-wise, it didn't work. Whenever you have a Justice League movie that doesn't gross $1 billion, it's a failure. You know, Man of Steel didn't make a ton of money. Batman v Superman didn't make a ton of money. I mean, you think about it, Aquaman is the highest grossing DCEU movie. That's crazy to think about that. I mean, we have to be on Earth 2 to have that as a reality. But anyway, I'm excited about the casting. Again, Superman Legacy is coming in 2025, so we're 2 years off. I presume they announced it now also because they're not going to be at Comic-Con, maybe. I know the actors' strike is looming too, so Comic-Con may be a big bust this year for talent. No writers and no actors there this year. So anyway, but just wondering what everyone's thoughts are. But I'm happy with the casting, and I will give them the benefit of the doubt until they prove it to me otherwise. So anyway, I'm going to try and do the outro, and maybe I'll make David proud. You've been listening to Vintage Geeks, where we are saving the multiverse one podcast at a time.